Obviously very disappointed in the result. I'm really disappointed in the manner of the goal. It's something that's plagued us in the four games, where it was, as someone once said in a TV programme, a schoolboy error, where they took a throw in, we switched off, two people defensively switched off, and we're paying the price for that. And we've been trying to preach that to the players for the last, even in pre-season, about never switching off at any time. And it's effectively cost us the match. We asked at half time for the players to stand up and be counted in the second half, and I think they did that. They created a number of chances, really played well, created a number of chances, and another night would have scored three or four. But you can't keep giving away goals like that at any level, never mind this level.
As you say, on another night, you could have had three or four. Such were the number of chances that came your way in that second half.
Yeah, I thought that McBride again was superb. He's been probably the best player on the pitch in all four games. Young Sean McGowan, who's not even probably match fit in any shape or fashion, come in and done remarkably well. And I thought the players put in a great shift the second half. As I say, it's really disappointing. It was disappointing in Athlone as well, because it's just a couple of, you know, defensive things. Well, last week we were a bit unlucky with the first goal. It was a handball, and that changes the whole complexion of the match. But by and large, we're playing okay. And just in terms of, we had four or five opportunities against Athlone, and we had certainly four or five chances tonight. And to be honest, we shouldn't be sitting with 3 points on the table at this minute in time. But we've conceded 8 goals in 4 games, and that tells the story. And that's where we need to improve big time.
Yeah, you mentioned there Sean McGowan. I know Harp supporters will be happy to see him back on board here. He was one of three changes tonight, Felix. He came into midfield. Thomas Bonner was in at the back, and Kieran Green on the left. Blaine Curtis not involved tonight. What was the story there?
Well, Blaine rang me this morning at 9:30 to say he was sick and he couldn't play. And then an hour before the match, we found out that Paul Simon Tracy's registration hadn't come through. So we changed the team twice today. The other thing about Tommy Bonner playing right back is that James Doherty had a terrible time in pre-season, and he's feeling the effects of playing a few games when he hasn't done pre-season, and he's thrown in the deep end, and he has been struggling a wee bit for fitness. And I just felt that over, you know, tonight, he's going to play 90 minutes on Monday night, but I wasn't planning on really using him at all tonight, to just give him a wee bit of a break. Because when you've had the illness that he's had, and you've taken so many antibiotics and you've taken steroids, it is going to affect your body, and it's certainly affecting his. And I would imagine it'll be a while before Doc's really motoring the way they know that he can. And sometimes you maybe have to, you know, he looks very pale and doesn't look right at this moment in time. And that's why we decided to leave him out tonight. But we had to jig things around quite a bit. But that's obviously been the case since Keith got injured. And it's part and parcel of it. And sometimes when little things like that go awry, you don't get the run of things. Whereas if everything's okay and people are fully fit in this, it's amazing how things go your way. But over the pleasing thing tonight, I thought the second half we showed real character, and we had a lot of people who wanted to get on the ball and play and do things and make things happen. And that was pleasing. And I think on another night, we could quite easily have won that game handsomely. But having said all that, as I've said in the dressing room, if people are going to switch off defensively, all the rest of the good work is wasted. And that was the case last week and this week.
So what will be your approach now for Monday night's game, Felix? You're home here to the Mayo League in the League Cup. It's a competition Harps haven't done all that well in recent seasons. You know, can we expect you to make some changes, or will you go with a strong starting 11?
No, it'll be a strong starting 11. We'll have the guys who were on the bench tonight who will play. A number of guys, one or two of the 19s will play. We're hoping that Paul Simon Tracy's clearance comes through on Monday. Blaine Curtis hopefully will recover from the bug that he's had. Now, Stephen O'Donnell's having a scan on Monday in Dublin. It's unlikely that he's going to be available, but we'll see. But there will be everybody that was involved tonight will probably be involved at some stage on Monday.